You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is David, and we're here today in our studios with Marty Work, who's going to talk to us about exciting opening of the sports complex.
Thanks very much, David. We're counting down, very close. Looking forward to Friday.
Yeah, that's this Friday.
Friday, yep. February 6th, kicking off at 1:30 with a press conference, inauguration type feel. And then following that, there's going to be a great weekend of events. Schedules all are up on gators.ca if you want to go check it out. But everything from free skates for the community to all the activities being free, different recreation classes for kids, adults alike. You'll get tours of the new facility, get to use our brand new equipment in our brand new fitness room, which is just gorgeous, overlooking the river and lots of natural light that comes into it.
So when you're talking about free activities, just so people understand, how does that work?
Well, I mean, it's literally got an open house feel to it. You show up, like I said, consult the schedule, but our recreation classes will run, but we're welcoming everyone in to try them out and hopefully really get a feel for our facility. There's everything from your Zumbas and yogas and that kind of classes to a little bit more intense workout classes. Complete schedule. If you go to gators.ca, there's a splash page there that'll bring you to the complete list of events. It starts off at 3 p.m. on Friday. There's events, and then all day Saturday from 9 to 4, there's going to be a fitness challenge in the new fitness room too, where you can run on a treadmill or ride a bike for 10 minutes, and your name will be entered into a draw to win a new a membership for a year. So lots of great activities, and we really just want people to come in and visit. And if you don't feel like doing anything, come on, and one of our staff will give you a tour of the place, and you get to just really, really see a big difference in the facility.
I was reading that there's guided tours, the free activities, the contest. So you just bike or treadmill for 10 minutes and your name is entered into a contest to win a one-year membership at the new sports complex. And just to bring people up to speed, maybe they forgot because it was quite a while ago that the renovations to the sports center were announced. A few years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it's been a while, and it is a long time coming, but we moved into the new section last June, and the John H. Price Sports Center, as you can remember it, was renovated, and it's now going to be operational starting on Friday, and it truly is unbelievable. I mean, I worked in the building every day for 2 years, and once we got access to it, got to go over there, I was walking around, and there's spots where I had to kind of do a 360 because I had no idea where I was. It's changed that much.
Wow.
You won't recognize it. So long time coming, yes, but it's here. Let's look to the future and the excitement that we have.
Yeah. Well, that builds up to the excitement. So we've been waiting a long time. It's here now. Let's check it out. I'm so anxious to check it out and take a look at the sports complex. Was really neat before, I thought. But with the renovations, I can hardly wait to see what they've come up with. Makes a real jewel for our community, I think.
That's true. It's like we've always said since the beginning, it's like the neighborhood YMCA. The community is just as welcome as the students there. It's really the first renovation that's been done to the building since it was built in 1975. The price tag on it, it's $29.5 million. It's the largest investment in Bishop's University history. Lots of really exciting things around this. And like I said, it's for our students and Champlain students, but it's really for the community. The community will really get a lot out of it and lots of different ways that they can benefit it. Everything from our sports medicine clinic to the gym to come out and work it out in. We're going to have a kinesiologist on staff that can help you personalize your weight training and cardio activities so that you get the most out of your performance and time spent there. So it's really a lot of changes and a lot of excitement.
And of course, the pool.
And the pool, yes, that's going to be opening sometime in February. It probably won't be open won't quite be ready on Friday, unfortunately. More renovations that need to be done to bring it up to speed, but it'll be open, and a membership does give you access to it, and
that's a big plus. Not that many places where you can go and work out and have a pool too.
That's it. And again, your membership allows you access to it. There's no additional fees. Come out and have a look at it. And what you will notice, there has been a whole lot of renovations in the pool, but outside the pool, the viewing gallery, again,
wow,
brand new windows, great vantage points and transparency throughout the building.
That's one of my favorite spots, the pool.
Excellent.
Yeah. And of course, the workout. I loved working out there. Okay, so big opening coming up this Friday. The activities start on Friday at 1 o'clock, I believe.
Friday, 1:30 is 1:30. The actual inauguration ceremony itself.
With guided tours?
With guided tours. Drop by anytime throughout the weekend, though. Friday, there's actually the Gators are playing basketball against UCAM at 6 and 8 p.m. So that's kind of the nightcap of the excitement back in Mitchell Gym for the first time this season. So we're really, really excited about that. Hoping to get a lot of support out and really show off the changes. Then all day Saturday, all day Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. both days, right through till 5 o'clock, all kinds of different activities to come through and check out. Again, gators.ca, G-A-I-T-E-R-S.ca, has a complete list. Come in, check it out, try some different ones. There'll be some open gym times. There'll be some organized activities.
Also, some reserved parking.
Yeah, that's something that's that's new and we're working at to really make an impact on our community members. Is that it's been tough. We've noticed this fall because once we started the renovation, we lost a bunch of parking spots in the Coulter Field parking, if you will, which now of course is right next to the main entrance.
Yeah.
So we've worked with our parking and security department and are gonna have two dedicated aisles of parking for Sports Center members. So that's another attraction. You won't have to park behind and walk all the way around if you want to come in for a quick workout. So.
Although that's a good workout too.
Yeah.
That's a good warm-up.
That's it.
All right, well, thank you very much, Marty.
Well, thank you for having us, David, and we'll hope to see everyone out there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week.
I can hardly wait.
Thank you.